powerful drama which explores the effect of suicide on a family. It's being staged at the Bala Arts Centre in Bala Buffet as part of an All-Ireland tour, and we have a County Donegal actor in the lead role. His name is Patrick McBurtie. The playing question is called Blinkered. Patrick, good morning.
Hello, how are you doing? How's things?
Things are good. Great to chat to you again, Patrick. Now, Blinkered, what's the reception been like for this piece of work so far? Because it's on the topic of an issue we're not great at talking about. How good are we about sort of watching a performance about it?
Well, that's it. The response so far has been it's been incredible, the response from the audience perspective, about the issue itself, and basically getting into a room and talking about it. And that's what the interactive workshops help at the end and the aftermath of the play, where the audience are invited to stay if they want to, and basically talk about the issues raised in the play, and the warning signals, and why itself it's not, why we can't talk about this subject, and the response has been incredible. We did this play last year, as well, and it's just been...
The workshops you talk about after the play, were they always part of the process, or were they added on organically because of the subject matter or what have you?
No, they were always a part of the process, yeah. Because of the nature of the piece and what it's dealing with, the issues that it's dealing with, suicide in particular around young men, the workshop was always part of it, and just to basically talk about the issue and to raise awareness about the issue, because we've got counsellors and experts within the fields there to talk about it and to lend support and help as well if anyone needs it.
All right, tell us about the narrative then of the play, please.
Well, the play is about a young man, Ryan, who he's a musician, and he's he's having these dark thoughts and and he can't express them, he can't talk to his family about it, he can't express these thoughts. And basically the narrative is the before and after of the suicide, and the aftermath and how the family deal with it. And then the third of the play is the Ryan himself and I guess the warning signs leading up to the suicide,
It's a dramatic piece, it's a drama, there's no getting away from that, is there?
No, not at all. It is a dramatic piece. It's very dramatic, and it's because of the subject matter itself, and it's intense.
Well, that's what I was going to ask.
In the best possible way,
But from you, from your perspective, I mean, it must be difficult—a difficult role to play, is it? Especially when it's being repeated over and over again. And I don't know—is it? Maybe how do you handle it? Or
well, that's it. Like, the body and mind kind of does everything it can to get away from going to that place every night, But once you go on the journey and you get into it, you kind of, you're on the train then, But at the end of the day, it's, for me, I feel a massive responsibility playing this role, to the audience. And because as an actor, you get to do, great comedy, you get to do some wonderful piece of theatre, you get to do some great Shakespeare, but every now and then, you get to do a project like this where it's you get to go home at night feeling like you've done something important.
And I'm sure that's been sort of reaffirmed with some feedback you've been getting. You were involved last year as well, were you?
Absolutely.
You will have heard stories over the course of many, many shows at this point now.
Absolutely. There's so many stories of young people, young men in particular, going to their parents after seeing the show, because this rolled out in schools last year. And there were so many stories that people leaving the show and going and talking to counsellors, people who have these type of thoughts and these dark places that are not easy to talk about, but they went and they opened up to their parents or to a teacher, to a counsellor, and those stories are amazing. And as I said, as an actor, every now and then, it doesn't happen often, but every now and then you get to do a project like this where you get to go home at night feeling like you've helped, or you've maybe... try to help at least, and that's always very worthwhile.
And what has been the sort of, makeup of the audience? I presume that it's not one size fits all, but have you noticed a pattern as to those that are going to see it? Or who would you recommend go and see it for that matter, Patrick?
Well, the thing about the show is that I'd recommend everybody go see the show, because you may not know, you may not be feeling like this or in any way like this, you know, but you may know someone who does, or you may see maybe different behavioral patterns in your friends or members of your family, and this might help open that up for you to see, and then the interactive workshop in particular will help you deal with that and how to approach it and how to talk about it, to bring it up.
And that's so important, Patrick, because even only last week, the HSE had a special event up in Letterkenny here as it relates to the media and how to discuss this issue, how to cover this issue. A lot of thought has to go into that, doesn't it? And I'm sure even from your production.
Yeah, well, this play has been developed with, you know, experts in the field by Pat Byrne, written. So it's got, I guess, everything in it that the warning sign and stuff. And for us, you know, those experts are there in the field, are there at the interactive workshops, at the show, to help and lend that support. There was a counsellor there. It was Thursday night, we were in the playhouse, and he said a great thing. He said that there's three things you can do. Show you care, ask the question, and then call for help. And this, you know, asking the question, people are scared to ask that question. Are you, you know, having these types of thoughts? Are you feeling suicidal? It's okay not to feel okay, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
And you feel that by asking the question, you're going to plant that thought in someone's head, but there's no evidence of that whatsoever. It's actually, if you don't ask the question and you don't lend that support or try to unearth that question, then the research is there that they, you know, they're more likely to. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. I know what you're on about. You're sort of in the area of triggers and all that kind of stuff, and people be pussyfoot around it because there is some information out there in that regard. I take on board exactly what you're saying. And you're in Ballor, the Ballor Arts Centre, Ballor
Buffet. We're on the Ballor now on the 15th and 16th, basically this week, this Wednesday and Thursday. And the 8 p.m. shows in the evenings. And we have, on the 16th, we have an 11 a.m. show, a matinee.
And also in Ongrianon Theatre in Letterkenny on the 8th and 9th of March as well, which is might be a little bit closer to some people. But in the first instance, get along to the Ballor. On my notes, it's saying 16 plus.
It is, yeah, 16 plus, would be the recommendation, you know, for the show. It's not that there's any expletives or anything, it's not that at all, it's just that, I guess, because the content we're dealing with, and the, you know, the people most at risk are young, I guess, young men, as we've all known from, you know, even from my village and Balbuffet and Letterkenny itself, and around the country, and rural places everywhere. This is... you'll know someone who, you know, these stories are everywhere.
And I'm just thinking, you know, it can be difficult for us parents sometimes because of generational gaps to have certain conversations and what have you. What a great opportunity maybe for mum and dad or both to take a teenager along to this type of thing. It might be an easier way of putting minds at rest or starting a conversation or addressing issues.
You know? Anything that helps to start the conversation. As we know, in Ireland, we're not very good at expressing our emotions. We're getting a lot better. I think the younger generations are getting a lot better at expressing themselves. But as you know, and we all know, it's a tough thing to talk about. Feelings in general, it's a tough thing to bring up. And I guess if the play in which it does highlight these areas, and if it makes it a bit easier, then great, you know.
Mm. Okay, listen, Patrick. It's a great thing to be involved within. I think you also have a great attitude and great mental strength in doing it as well on a daily basis. I think that is credit to you as well. And we appreciate you coming on and discussing it with us.
No problem at all. It's been an absolute pleasure. And if you can get along to see it, that'd be great. Thanks so much for having me.
Superb. That's Patrick McBurty there, Donegal actor, taking part, in fact, taking the lead in that powerful play, Tackling Suicide. It's been staged in Donegal. It's called Blinkered, and it takes place in the Ballor, in Ballor Buffet, beautiful venue, on the 15th and 16th at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. There's also a matinee there, as mentioned, and it's in Letterkenny then in March. But for this purpose of that interview, get along and see it in the Ballor if you can. A beautiful venue there as well.